This call is being recorded.
You can see that it is surrounded by mountains, high mountains, snow-top mountains in some cases. In this valley, this green, lush valley, right there in the middle of all of these snow-capped mountains. As you gaze over this area now, look at all of the people that are down there, all the expectation that is on their faces. They are waiting, waiting for that which they know is about to begin. For those from higher celestial levels, higher dimensional levels, will be joining. All of those in attendance. As you look around, see that this is a valley surrounded by mountains. How lush and beautiful this area is. And notice, if you can, the temperature. It is cold up in the mountains and certainly high up here in the Himalayas. Feel the temperature is more temperate. Feel, even more importantly than the temperature, the energy that is here. The energy that is passing from one to another now. As the time, the expectation is growing for those that would come and visit and share. For this is the Wesak festival. This is the time, the one time a year, where those gather from all over the world and from other dimensions even to be a part of this. This etheric gathering. Etheric, but yet also physical gathering. For there are people here in their physical bodies. Many are here in that way. As you look up toward the front, what would be considered more of the stage area, see those that are gathered up there. From your point of view, you can be looking down on all of this, or you can be in the crowd. It is up to you. Let yourself be guided as to how you would participate in this. We are going to speed up time here, though. For here and for this purpose, there is no time and space. So even though the actual gathering and the actual coming of the Christ and the Buddha has not yet happened and may not happen during the time as you are here, you can speed it up and have this experience. Where the Christ now comes in all of his glory, with light shining all around him, and surrounded by a chorus of angels as he descends now, as if he was descending down from the heavens, down from the clouds, and comes down to this stage area. Begins to bless all of those that are here in attendance, and to send love and energy, and it reverberates across the entire throng of people that are here as the energy builds and builds and builds. And each one that is in attendance feels that energy building within them. As their Kundalini energy begins to rise more and more. Some having even a full Kundalini energy as a result of being here in this place, in this moment. And the Christ, as he continues to bless and send this energy and love out to all here, but not only to just all here, but to the entire planet. Spreading the energy, sharing the energy. Then once he has completed, again, this is largely speeded up for purposes, for your purposes here. Now the Buddha descends in a similar way, coming down from the clouds. The Buddha only makes his appearance once a year in this way. He now descends, and so many here in this gathering are so attuned to the Buddha, even more than the Christ in many ways. The energy from the Buddha is strong, just as it was with the Christ. He sends his energy and love out and gives messages and blessings. Just as the Christ did, Buddha sends that energy and love out to the planet as well, to all on the planet. A great sounding goes out, echoing in this valley. You can attune your hearing sense to this. You can feel it, you can hear it. Hear that echoing sound, that vibration that spreads throughout this valley and far beyond the valley, eventually to the whole planet, this echoing vibration that surrounds now the entire planet from this one gathering. Just as you are there and whatever, wherever you find yourself there, feel that energy move through you, that echoing sound, vibration move through you, fill you. And as you come back now, as you begin to drift back towards your physical body, bring that vibration that was created there by the Christ and the Buddha. Bring that vibration back with you into your physical body. Come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized, refreshed, and refreshed in your body. I am a Dhamma. I have not spoken through this one and to this group for some time. But as always, everything is being orchestrated. And the times that I can be here and be with you are going to increase over the times coming. Because of necessity, because of those things that are beginning to occur, not only from above, as you hear from our dear brother Ashtar and Aramda and others, but also from below, where those of my brothers and sisters reside yet to this day, And we have awaited for a long time now, just as you have, for the time that we all come together again, as brothers, as sisters, as family, for we are all family. Just as you have declared your group, this Ancient Awakenings, as a family, we are your extended family. We are a part of your soul group and groups. And those of you that have come here to be a part of this expression, this evolution of man, this great leap of consciousness that is about to occur, we are here to assist that entire process, to be a part of this great orchestration, to be a part of this great plan for the earth. Not only for the surface of earth, but for those of us below the earth as well. Because as you evolve, we evolve. All is one. We are all moving together in this. And as we are of service to you, you are of service to us. That is how it continues to work. All you need to do is to continue to have faith, continue to have trust, not in us, but in yourselves to continue to move forward, to move on with everything that you know within you, to continue to find that expression within yourself that is the remembrance. Remembrance of old souls coming together once again, just as we are coming together again. For as many of you, most of you, were in Lemuria, in those times, those grand times, that golden age, just as you were there, I was there with you as well. As I look to all of you now, I remember many of you. Just as when you are able to finally see me, as I physically would be in front of you, many of you will remember me as well. For we have journeyed together. We have journeyed together from a far away system and journeyed to this planet thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. Many eons of time has passed. And we came here and we developed the civilization on the continent of Mu. And we grew together as one. And together as one, we exited that continent. We left. Either by moving to another area, many to the Mount Shasta area, or by exiting the body. And moving on into a new energy, knowing that we would all be coming together again. And this is what it is all about. This is what we are all here doing now. We are coming together again as one. Not only I as Adama with all of you, but Sananda and Sanat Kumara and Saint Germain and one who serves. And so on and so on. Ashtar, all are coming back together again to join together as one family. And as one voice, we echo out those energies that we had so long ago, that vibration that we all shared. And we are coming back now together as a family within this vibration. This vibration now that is once again reaching the crescendo that it once did. We are now ready to move into that vibrational crescendo. And all of you are a part of this. I leave you now. All of my peace and love be with all of you, as I long to once again be there in front of you, just as many of you long to be there in front of all of us. Peace and love be with you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here to continue, as we always do here, to bring you to the next level, the next part of this expression, as we do each week. And we, just as you are basking in the glory and the energies that were in this past weekend in your advance, so too are we. Because as you are advancing, we are advancing. You may not quite understand that because you look at us as the ascended masters and we've already made it. We've done it. We've gotten there. But we haven't. We haven't gotten anywhere yet. There is still so far to go because there is never end to how far you can go. And that is what you call a paradox, is it not? And we are continuing to move and have our expression in these new energies, just as you are. And we are assisting you, as we say many times, just as you are assisting us. So it is all a part of you rub our backs and we rub your backs, okay? You can unmute your phones now. We can take questions if you have them. Anyone have questions?
Well, I actually have a question. This is Shelley from New York.
Yes.
And I did listen to the advance, and it was wonderful. But I had a very challenging week, and I just felt like I was on a very different page than the people around me at work. And I mean, like, they were saying things that I felt the exact or thought the exact opposite about. And it didn't end very well this week. So I was thinking I was going for a raise. I was thinking I was going to, you know, finally get some credit for some hard work that was done. And really quite the opposite happened. But I just kept thinking, how odd. I couldn't understand where anybody was coming from that was in such an opposite direction. Can you comment? I mean, I know people felt really wonderful and elevated and high, and I did. But then I was combated by something very, very opposite. Can you comment on that at all, please?
Because, dear sister, you came back into what you call the real world. You came back into your regular reality. And in that regular reality, that so-called real world, you experienced what was the energies that were around you. And those energies that were around you at that time brought you back down from that high vibration that you had reached while you were listening and being a part of this great advance, and brought you back down into the, what you might call the doldrums, or the lower energy, working back in the lower chakra centers again. And this is indicative for many who go through these high, intense expressions of much higher vibrations, higher frequencies, and then are plummeted back down into their so-called reality to be with all of those around them that have no idea what they just experienced, what they just went through. You see? So it is not unusual for you to have these expressions as you go back to your work-related position, go back to your job, you're just over broke, because that is the old paradigm. And that old paradigm is leaving. So do not be concerned whether you did not get your raise or you did not get this or this did not happen or whatever, because it is going to become a moot point anyway, because it is not going to matter that much longer. You see? You will not be in a situation where you have to worry about these types of things much longer.
Well, I do appreciate that. And I do feel that that was an accurate way to describe it, as being plummeted. That's exactly how it felt. But, you know, I wonder then, you know, like you say, the light warriors are having their path cleared better. And I'm just wondering if that, you know, I was expecting maybe that it was going to be more clear. I don't know.
Did we or did we not say to keep those seatbelts fastened because things are going to get a bit rocky?
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Well, now you understand some of what we speak of here.
All right. Okay.
But only some of it. It's going to be different for everyone here. You must understand. Everyone is their own individual here, and everyone will have their own experiences as they continue to move through this transition and through their ascension process. So always remember, you are in that ascension process right now. You can say you have ascended, or you can say you are in that, you are ascending, but either way, you are going through this transition, and it is going to happen regardless of what occurs all around you. You see? You are in charge of your own ascension. How it goes is completely up to you as you continue to move through this process. And as those mentors come to you, and yes, some of you said that your mentors have shown up because you are the mentors. That is somewhat correct. But it also goes beyond that, in that there will be mentors for each one of you that will be introduced to you if they have not already been. And they will be there to take you through the next levels, you might say, through this further transition and fully through the ascension process and the full ascension individually within yourself. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
I just need my mentor. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, one who serves. This is Michelle.
Please hold, please, Michelle. We have something from Shoshana here.
Okay.
To the one that was finding themselves deeply in the third dimension again, our message to you is be as a duck. The duck allows the water to roll off its back. No mind. To
sorry, it hurt.
It is important that there is no focus made on the chaos and the chatter that occurs around us, as it will continue until we no longer pay attention to it. That is it.
Wonderful, yeah. Very, very good. Now to the Michelle, you have a question?
Yes, hi, one who serves. I had a dream many years ago that has really stuck with me. It's very vivid, and it's a lot of people, and I'm there, and we rise up out of the ocean, and we're holding hands. And I've been thinking about that dream a lot lately, and I was wondering if it has anything to do with maybe a lifetime I had in Atlantis or Lemuria, or if there's any light you could shed on that.
It very much does have something to do with that, but it is also an indicator of what is coming in the terms of rising up out of the ocean, as you are feeling here and we're seeing. But it is just simply rising up in vibrations. And that is what you are doing and will all be doing here, rising up. Shoshana, you have something you want to say here.
I think that it is clear what you have said. And I feel that this one speaking is for sure remembering something that had occurred and that she was able to master long ago.
Thank you for that confirmation. I really appreciate it because I haven't yet gotten any memories back of anything. Everything is just a deep knowing, and I feel so drawn to this group, and I keep having this, you know, curiosity. If I'm drawn to it, can I just trust that I was there and I was a part of this? And this feels like a little bit of confirmation for me. So thank you so much.
Yes, certainly. And my goodness, you were there. There is no question about it. You were there in Atlantis. You were there in Lemuria. And you are here now. But that is the important thing. You are here now and in the now. And as you continue to be here in the now, you will have more and more experiences such as you have just described and more that are coming. Because one of the things that is going to come for many of you, what we call the gifts of spirit, they are coming for all of you at various times. And you will experience more and more of this as you go through here. The visions will become more and more prominent and more, more understood as you have these visions. You will begin to learn from them and understand what they are. This will be coming. You will certainly be coming much more telepathic because you are practicing. You are practicing for those times when you are meeting with those that are coming from other planets, other systems, and they are using telepathy. They will not necessarily use the spoken voice as you have for so long. So this is just two of the many gifts of spirit that are coming for many of you. And if not all of you at one time or another, as you continue to move through this great transition that you are in now.
I am so happy to hear that. Thank you.
Yes. Any other questions here?
One who serves, I have a question for you. And I'm really delighted that you are so dedicated to our group. From the advance, there was a lot taught about programs. And I was guided to a message about some of the brief history of our past. Was programs brought to us by the Orions or certain negative Orions of mind control? And if so, what were they built based on, crystals and some type of electrical source in our consciousness? Could you help us just bring some light on the subject of how we can deprogram and reprogram, and is that from an etheric or is it astral? Could you help with the level of consciousness, how we can clear these negative programs and install new light programs?
Yes.
Thank you.
First of all, the first part of your question, where did they come from? We are not going to go fully into that, but we will start with the times of Atlantis. And this was after Lemuria went down and toward the end times of Atlantis as well, when the programs, as you are saying, began, when those of what you call the Cabal now, which were the Anunnaki, which were those ones that were setting up those programs at that time, because they were putting themselves into a position of power where they would be in control. And they knew that they were going to continue their bloodline families throughout history. They were going to continue them, and they knew how they were going to do it and why they were going to do it. And they set up these programs so that they could be in control and control the masses. And they knew as the centuries went by that they would continue to be in control and continue to create these many, many programs that you have all been following for a long time now. You have been following them blindly, not even knowing that you had programs that you were following. But now many of you know and understand that you are in these programs. You are following these three-dimensional paradigm that has been created here, that you have created because in a sense you created them But for purposes of this great experiment that was to be part of here, and you continue to have the process that was bringing you to the next levels of your evolution. And these levels, this levels of your evolution is now. You are in the final stages of this part of your evolution. And as you continue to move through these final stages, that programming that has been so entrenched within you is now beginning to fade away, because you have, first of all, you have learned that you are being programmed. That was the first part. And then the second is then what to do about it, how to move out of the programming. And you are learning that you can simply do that by moving up in vibration. And to move up in vibration, you simply find yourself in a place that is of higher vibrations, or you create a place that is in higher vibrations within you. And therefore, then you are in those higher frequencies, and in those higher frequencies, the programming no longer works. This is why those members of the cabal now that are doing what they've always known to do, and that what has always worked for them, is not working that much anymore with those of the light workers and light warriors, because you have recognized this programming and you have raised your vibration, and the programming is almost like these programs are hitting a brick wall now and just falling off. They cannot penetrate anymore into your psyche. And as you continue to move and up in vibration and up in vibration, the programs have less and less effect on you, you see? Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. That certainly does. I am so honored. Thank you.
Dear Brother Daryl?
Yes, Roshana.
If we come to the awareness that which is programmed is due to the programmer, and that the programmer has the awareness to change the program running, all things around us will change. The external that we see is a result of our own programs externalized. It is simply a matter of becoming aware that you and all beings are the programmers as well as the program.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
Namaste.
Was that not wonderful?
Namaste. Mm-hmm. Yes, the one says. Thank you. It's so clear.
Yes, and it isn't.
Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Nisha from Vancouver, Canada. Last Sunday, in between the sessions during the advance, I went to the beach and a cliff, which it was there for a long time. And I was lying down and I thought, oh, if a big rock fell down on me, it will squash me. And then I thought, okay, Nisha, this is a negative thought. You need to switch it. And I switched the thought and moved on. And 2 days later, I went back to the same beach under the cliff, which was stable for eons of time. A huge, huge rock fell down. And then, of course, the city had to interfere, close the area and stuff. So my question is, what happened? Was it connected to me? I mean, connecting with the rock, like the rock was telling me that it is going to fall down? Or is it like a warning about my manifestation skills, or is there anything else to it? Thank you.
As we find it, your consciousness is in touch with that area that you are speaking of. And your consciousness then, as it was relating to that particular rock, as you are saying, and please understand that this rock, these rock formations and such, just as the one that James read here earlier, and the spirit of the mountain, these mountains, these rocks, they have consciousness. And they contain a great deal of energy and memories and all of this. And this was imparted to you that in the connection that you had with this, it was told to you that this rock was going to fall. And it made sure that you were not in that area at the time that this would fall, and neither was anyone else. So no one was hurt. So because of your connection with this rock, it created the situation that where no one would be hurt here from this. It would happen when there was no one there to be under it, you see?
Thank God. Thank you so much.
You are looking here at consciousness growing and evolving, and consciousness being able to communicate with not only other beings such as yourselves, but with the animals, with the plants, and with the rocks and stones themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See? Thank you so much. Hello? One who serves? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Lee from Denver, and I was part of the advance last week. It was wonderful. My question is concerning the timelines of Lemuria. I'm just trying to understand, if I can at all. I mean, I've heard various things, millions of years, hundreds of thousands of years. Is there any light you can shed for us of in Earth years, when it was this time where we were last weekend, and when we're...
All of the above is correct in some ways. But what you are mostly involved with was, say, 20-some thousand years ago, if you want to understand in terms of terminology that you can grasp here. And at that time, that was the golden age of Lemuria and the final stages of Lemuria as well. It was moving toward that time when Atlantis and Lemuria were communicating more and more, and in this communication was the downfall of both Lemuria and Atlantis. Before that, Lemuria was separate unto itself, and it had its own civilization and its own culture and everything, but it became what you might call muddied or mired in a kind of a quagmire as the two became more together and began to interrelate. And in that interrelation, there was the lowering of frequency and vibration over a period of time. And for the Atlantean time, you are looking back at approximately 13,000 years ago when Atlantis went down. Prior to that, you are looking at hundreds of thousands of years ago that Lemuria was in existence. And think about it in terms of your short experience as a culture and how long the Lemurian experience was. And you can understand how a culture and a civilization was able to move, to evolve rather, so much more fully over that long period of time. But looking at how your civilization has evolved, it seems like it is a long time to you, but is it relatively short period of time that you have been evolving, this evolution of man here in this time? And everything is continuing to change and evolve. And just as Lemuria went through this evolutionary changes and these leaps of evolution, so too did Atlantis, and so too is this culture and civilization now. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Any other questions before release channel now? Need to release your person.
Hello, one who serves.
Yes.
Hello, sweetheart. It's just a quick question I had. You know, you said that many of us will be having more dreams, more visions now, remembering our astral travels, and they will be becoming more and more apparent that we'll be finding out who we were in the past. And I just want to quickly share with you that I'm not sure if I was dreaming or if it was an astral travel that I remembered, but I remember looking from the outside in, that I was looking down at many people walking in a line, and I couldn't get to them. I'm like almost in a dome or something, and I couldn't get to them. And I pictured I could see Krishna. And then I'm talking to this woman next to me. It looked like a woman, but she looked human. But I said, look, look, there's Krishna. Oh, look, there's Radha. And all these beings I recognize, and then lots and lots of people. I was trying to get to them, and I recognized this one gentleman, this beautiful gentleman, and I was trying to get to him, and I was always flying to get to him, and I couldn't. They were walking further and further away from me. They were in a celebration. They were so happy, and it was wonderful. I was going, right, I'm going to get to them, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't get to him and the rest of them, and this one beautiful blonde lady just turned round and recognized me, and she said, Ariana, that as clear as day, what are you doing here? Why are you here? And I said, I just said, you know me, you recognize me. And I believe she said, yes. And I said, well, I'm stuck. I'm stuck here on Earth. I can't get off. I'm stuck. And then suddenly I woke up. That was it. I was up then. The minute I said, I'm stuck here, I'm stuck on Earth, I woke up. So, sorry, someone's dogs in the background or something. That's better. They've quietened down now. And so what I've kind of got from this... Well, one question was, well, why did I feel I was trying to get to them and I couldn't get to them? And then the other one was obviously Ariana, and it was plain as day. I believe that must have been me in another life. And the beautiful blonde lady, I know it was Athena. And I just want to know, what Ariana, the word Ariana, the name Ariana, I think this was me, wasn't it, in a previous life or something? I just didn't get a chance to ask higher self properly, so I wonder if you could help me clear that up. Thank you.
Yes, Shoshana wants to speak here first.
Oh, hello, Shoshana. Hello.
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 I am astounded, as there was an exercise that the one known as Sue or Susan conducted for our group, and we were going to connect with the elementals, and that which is known as our personal fairy. And the one that came to me and had me write her name had Joanna write her name on the paper as she drew the fairy, was Ariana.
What?
The one Joanna had never heard that name before, but was clear that she was connected to Ariana. It is my understanding that your dream is one that you live now in this third dimensional reality, as your sense is that you cannot get to people. Your sense in this dimension is the same as that which you were dreaming. It's a program that's playing out for you that you cannot reach people. And this is not the truth of your being. The truth of your being is that you reach all people, and you reach them through that love in your heart and that light that's around you. It is unmistakable. At all times, Ariana, you are reaching all beings. It is the third dimensional programming that is so clear to me that is telling you you are not. Release that idea and you will reach all.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Also, we agree completely with that, and we would also add that it was also somewhat of a precognitive dream in that you were experiencing the celebrations that have been spoken of. You could not get to those celebrations yet because it was not yet time for you or for any of you yet, but it was sharing that these celebrations are going to be going on. They are actually ongoing now in many respects, and you are going to be able to be a part of it when the time, when the frequencies rise enough to allow for that entire process to occur.
That is absolutely.
Oh, wow, thank you. Thank you so much, Shoshana. I love you so much. Thank you so much, Wanusa. That's beautiful. And Ariana, plain as day, I can't, wow. And the whole A's, I'm getting A's a lot. Ashtar, Athena, Ariana, I'm getting A's a lot. And there's something significant in there. I'm still trying to figure it out. And that was such a beautiful message, Shoshana and Wanusa. I love you both so much. Joanna, I love you. Thank you so much. Blessings. And thank you for listening, everybody else. I love you all. Thank you.
We can share a bit of light on the ah sound, which you are speaking of. And that is ancient, and it comes from the mother tongue in the ah sound. And if you look at predominantly in these times, many of the female names end with ah. You have Ariana, you have Adriana, you have Miranda,
Rhea.
You have Rhea,
Diana.
You have see, all A's.
Rita.
But if you look back at times, even with the male expression, you have Sananda, you have Adama, you see? There are the A, the Sanat Kumara, you see? They are the A, the A sound from long ago, and it is a vibration that was set up so long ago, and that vibration continues to this day. And many that have that ah sound at the end, just as the Joanna here, Joanne became Joanna, the Cindy became Cynthia, and so on. It is the ah sound which has brought a vibration reverberating across the times here to bring it into this age now so that it assists in the consciousness within the individual to have that vibration bring back their memories and all of this, and to find that reverberation within themselves largely because of that name, that ah sound at the end. That does not mean you have to have that ah sound. It just means it assists in the vibrational frequency to move into that new resonance here. Okay?
Beautiful. Wonderful. Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so happy. Thank you so much. I love you all.
Hey.
Yes. One more question, and then we are ready to release channel here. Any more question?
I have one. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
This is Trudy, and I've never asked a question before, so this is the first time for me. But the night of the last night of the advance, I've been hanging in there for 3 nights from Florida, and it was really late nights, and I was so exhausted, and I just didn't want to hang up. But after I went to bed that night, something awoke me in the middle of the night. Something shouted in my ear, light, 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 and I immediately woke up. And I realized it was a warning that had awakened me, and I'm not going to get into all the details of that. But This morning when I woke up, I've been wondering who was that, and I thought, well, maybe it was Archangel Michael because I call for him for protection and all, but I woke up this morning with the impression, and I actually saw the face of an angel leaning over shouting in my ear. And I think that it was an angel that awoke me.
Yes, we are looking into this now, and we can see that you are correct in this understanding. It was nothing negative that you would look at in terms of darkness or anything. It was of the light. And it was shouting to you to remember that you are of the light, that you are the light. And it was giving you that understanding and that remembering, you might say, that you brought the light here to this planet. You anchor the light now as it continues to come in, and you are sharing the light. That is the light, the light, and the light. See?
Okay. Well, what was interesting was when we got the transcripts of the last call, the one I fell asleep on, was saying, Saint Germain saying, we're going to shout at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that's pretty good. They're already shouting at me.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yes. We are going to release channel now. Everything continues to move on as you continue to move on. Always know that there is never a stagnation. You are never stagnant. You are always moving. You are always growing. You are always experiencing. And as you continue to move through these various experiences that you have, you are constantly evolving, evolving within yourself, evolving, helping others around you to evolve, to move through this transition. You are all moving through this transition, and you are all moving through it together. And as you move through it, you are moving through it in the now at all times. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Shanti, love you.
Shanti.
Yep.